When I was younger, getting bullied was just as much as part of my day as eating and sleeping. I always used to think I was weak just because I would let people walk all over me and tease me. I moved to 3 different towns from kindergarten to middle school, and no matter where I moved, the kids were always the same. I always believed that there was some sort of natural selection between those who were born to be a bully and those who were bullied. I automatically thought that the kids who were bullied were the weak ones, but as life progressed, I realized that wasn't true. Because I got bullied so much, I walked around with low confidence, strolling in the hallways with my head down, not trying to make eye contact with the cool kids. They had teased me so much about my weight, my hair, my hand-me-down clothes. It always blinded me from realizing what my true potential was. As a result, I lacked the awareness of the things that I was capable of doing until the winter of my 6th grade year, when one of my bullies and her friends did their daily harassment as I was changing my clothes after gym class. I was used to the bullying. I expected it. But this day, they took it too far. What once used to be verbal abuse became physical, and I had enough. I was surrounded by a group of girls in the locker room and I kept getting shoved. I was overwhelmed with how many people were screaming at me at the time, and next thing I know, I was hit in the face with a frozen plastic Snapple bottle. They say in neurology, when exposed to acute stress, the sympathetic nervous system is activated with a sudden release of hormones. These systems stimulate adrenal glands, in which decreases the body's ability to feel pain. This reaction is called the flight or fight response. The commotion of all the shouting and the hit in the head had sparked that response in me. That blow to the head was almost painless, and before I could think, my arms had suddenly made repetitive contact with the girl's face. Over and over again, blow after blow, I just kept hitting her. It was almost an animalistic response, actually. So much pent-up rage had consumed me that it was all being released on this girl's face. After a few more blows, a teacher came by and saw what was happening and carried me off of her. And I could not believe my eyes at what happened next. The girls who were once shouting at me, calling me names, were now drying the tears of my most adamant bully. The following day, I returned to school and walked through the hallways. I noticed that there had been something different in the atmosphere that day. As I walked towards my locker, I spotted my bully and her friends. I prepared myself for a more intense session of insults and mockery, but instead, she, as well as her friends, all looked at me in fear. The same pattern had continued for the rest of the year. From that day on, I was relieved from all the restraints from bullying, both mentally and physically. Being a victim of bullying comes with a mindset that causes one to believe that they are inferior. That incident taught me a lot. There is no twisted version of Darwinism that determines that those who are bullied are weak. In fact, I would say that those who are able to endure bullying are even stronger because they were able to withstand such psychological abuse. In that fight, physically, I was stronger than my bully. I always had the ability to defeat her physically, but she never had the ability to defeat me mentally.